Hello and welcome back to the Jessica Pennelly podcast. I'm Jess, your host and your favorite female empowerment coach. This is a safe space to speak about all things on mindset, relationships, business, sex, money, and life experiences. Get comfortable, get ready, and let's go. Welcome back to the Jessica Pennelly podcast. How are we going? It's Thursday. The sun is shining. It's 2:38 p.m. I feel like I haven't been procrastinating today, but I also feel like I haven't done a lot. So I don't know. I think I just had the vibe that I've had such long days that I wanted to do majority of my work this afternoon and evening. So here we are, recording a solo podcast episode. If you are loving the podcast, because not only am I doing a lot of my solo podcast episodes, but also amazing guest interviews, that there are so much more. So stay tuned. If you are loving them all, you're loving the guests, you're loving the topics that I'm bringing on the podcast. If you're here on YouTube, I would absolutely love it if you could subscribe to the channel and give this video a thumbs up. And if you're listening, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you listen to the Jessica Pennelly podcast, give me a 5-star rating, leave a review, slide into my DMs, or take a screenshot of this current episode. Let me know what you loved about it. Let me know what you want to hear on the podcast. One thing I love about my one-on-ones is they're always giving me suggestions as well, which really, really helps. So if you have any feedback, any suggestions, if you want me to record a particular episode, YouTube, leave it a comment down below. And for everyone that's listening in your car, in your hot girl walk, slide into my DMs. Just let me know. I'd love to have a chat. I will more than likely send you a VM and we'll have a bit of chat about it. But I appreciate all of you that are over here on YouTube and listening, like just podcast supporters. I have just so found my mojo with the podcast again. Like, this is the love that I had for it when I began it in 2018. You guys just have no idea, especially if like you are a newish listener, even my OGs, like I just need to say that you, like, you have no idea the purpose and impact I feel with it right now. And I think doing so many guest interviews as well and connecting with so many like-minded people to bring to you these special conversations just means so much to me. And that's what I've been doing a lot of in the business, is connecting with different people, having a lot of different guest interviews. We actually just got back from the F1, so the Grand Prix in Melbourne as well. And it was so much fun. It was a little quick trip that we decided last minute to go. David loves the F1. Naturally, I've gotten into the F1 as well. And we went to the one in Amsterdam last year when we were in Europe. And so our goal is to try go to an F1 at least once a year. So that was super fun. And yeah, personal life, what else is happening? I feel that I've got a really good routine with I put balance in quotation marks. My clients know why I do that. Like, I don't really believe in balancing everything. I believe that you integrate things at different levels and in alignment with your values, which is actually what we're going to be speaking about today. Something that I will speak about until I'm blue in the face. But yeah, I feel that I'm integrating everything. That feels really good for me in my business, in my personal life. We've got a couple more trips until our big Africa trip. I don't know if I've said it on the podcast, have I? But we are going to, our big trip of the year is Africa. We're going to do the African safari. We're going for 2 weeks. I'm so freaking excited. We've got a hot air balloon as well. And yeah, that is July, August. And I'm so freaking pumped for it, that's our big holiday of the year. And then I'm just like changing. That was like an awkward position here on YouTube, watching on video. I'm just changing my position. And life's good. Life's good. It's busy at the moment, but busy in the sense that things are happening, things are moving, things are progressing on all fronts. But I feel that I've really started to prioritize my resting, my nervous system a lot more, which has just felt really, really good. So this is your reminder too, that should always take priority. There are going to be seasons where it feels a little bit overworked or feels like it needs a break, but definitely prioritize that. And I think that's what I've really been doing in my health as well. So yeah, how are you all going? Leave a comment again, slide in my DMs. I love chatting to you guys. But as I said, Let's get into today's episode and the topic, which was actually inspired by a conversation I had last night with my mastermind women. So Woo Mastery Mastermind, this is my mastermind. It's 4 months. Woo Mastery stands for Woman Mastery. I have three phases that I have coined as Woo Mastery. The way to master yourself as a woman, I've created this over the past few years. I've really refined it. I've seen what is working for high achieving women to get success, to achieve success in business, in money, in relationships, career, in health. And the Woo Mastery Mastermind is all about elevating your success and fulfillment in your relationships, your career, and your wealth, and becoming the leader of your life. Being able to find this place where you are actually leading your life. And in fact, actually, let me read. I posted a thread like literally 10 minutes ago, and it was kind of inspired as I was getting into the vibe to record. And this is the essence of Woo Mastery Mastermind. The evolution of a woman is a process of unfolding what type of leader she is in her life and if she leads at all. Now, the second part is getting you to question, like, am I leading my life? Am I doing something to step into the power of my life? What does power look like in my life? What does success look like? Remember, and I always say this on the podcast, success looks different to different people. And this is what I witness inside the mastermind and why we have such beautiful, expansive, different conversations, is because everyone's version of success is absolutely different. And I love witnessing it. I love seeing what success is and how they're working towards the fulfillment. And the three phases that is mastering yourself as a woman is this subconscious reprogramming, the identity embodiment, and the regulating to a brand new capacity. And you may have a kind of idea what those are, but I just love the concepts. And I'm going to speak about one kind of concept. I love the concepts of frameworks that I bring with all my clients. And today I'm going to be sharing with you a concept that literally inspired a big part of the mastermind call last night. But if this sounds like something you need and you are sick of playing small in your life, you're sick of having this big vision, this big idea for your life of this is what success is. This is the money I desire. This is the opportunities I want to go for. This is the relationships that I want to cultivate. This is the career or the business that I want to build and scale. But you find that you're spinning your wheels, or you find that you're doing it all. But by the end of the week, you're burnt out, you're overwhelmed, you're frustrated. This is for the woman that has the biggest, deepest desires to lead a great, immense, wealthy, juicy, magical life. And to become the leader of who she is and a leader in everything that she does, and to not feel second tier, to not feel like she's not worthy of all the success she desires. And so if this is really resonating with you, I highly encourage you to click on the link in the show notes, or there's a link in my bio at my Instagram at Jess Pennelly, and you can go and apply. But this conversation you and I are about to have today is quite literally taken from inspo from the mastermind. And if you actually want to experience a bit of what my coaching is like, even though I give you a pretty good idea in these podcast episodes, there is a podcast episode a few episodes back in brackets. It quite literally says coaching episode. I have extracted that audio from a mastermind call. We're talking about money mindset. I've extracted it from the mastermind call. And that's exactly kind of like a understanding of how I can bring you into a different state of conscious awareness, lead you to become a leader in your life. So definitely go check that out. But what I want to speak about is values, as I hinted, and understanding, because where this kind of stemmed from last night, we'll talk about motivation. I don't really think that motivation should be a driving factor for anyone. And in fact, I don't believe that motivation, like having motivation or finding motivation or gathering up the motivation, is a driving factor for anyone. I think there are moments where we are tired and that we need rest. I think there are moments where we need to admit to ourselves we are being lazy and we are lacking discipline and we are lacking focus. I'm going to link this to values in a second, but just let me have this little rant. And so there are moments where we do need to call ourselves out. The only way, and this will apply to everything that I'm sharing with you in this episode, the only way to really understand yourself to these degrees, like, am I being lazy or do I actually need to rest? Do I need more discipline? Do I need more focus? Or do I need to scale things back or do whatever it may be, is when you trust yourself. And this is what the big part of womb mastery is. Mastering yourself as a woman is that connecting to yourself and trusting yourself, being able to back yourself in every single thing that you do. And so the question around motivation and needing motivation or having motivation really derives from, number one, building the self-trust, but number two, more importantly, understanding what your values are in life. Whatever you are void of, those are your values. And I know that you're saying is, no, Jess, I value my family, or I value my relationships, or I value my career. It is because you are void of something. I'm quite literally giving you what I give to my clients. Like, this is a very important podcast episode. I want you to save it, bookmark it, come back to it once a quarter at least to remind yourself about what I'm going to teach you, because it is game changing. And in fact, one of the women inside of Womb Mastery was like, this was the very first conversation you and I had over DMs. And then straight away, she was like, how do I pay you? How do I sign up to work with you? And this was like the very first conversation. I remember we were going back and forth on voice messages. And she said to me, this is a conversation where I was like, yep, let me give you my money. Let me pay you, because it is one of the most important things that you need to learn to actually make a change in your life and to understand yourself. Most of you are going around in circles, not achieving the results you desire, not achieving the lifestyle you want or the feeling inside of your body and your mind you want, because you don't know yourself. And so going back to what I said, you are always driven by what you value. And those values are dictated by what you are void of in life. So I'm going to give a few examples to help you understand. If you tell me that you want money, but you find yourself going out every single weekend, spending your money with your friends, whether it's on alcohol or food, or you're always going shopping with your friends, but you're telling me, no, I value money. I want money. I want savings. And your savings hasn't grown, or you can't afford to go on that trip because all you're doing every weekend is spending. That tells me that you're void of whatever you get when you spend that money. And I don't mean you're void of the clothes or the makeup or the alcoholic drinks or the lunches. You are, and this is an example, so stick with me here. You are going out with friends, getting that social connection, probably being validated and spending your money as a way to get that. You find that that's the only way that you're able to get that. So what that says to me as a coach and a mentor in this space of subconscious reprogramming and identity embodiment is you are void of the validation or the connection. And so you are driven by that. Now, if you listen to that and you go, okay, that's all well and good, Jess, but I do want money and I'm still doing that, there it is not a big enough pain for you. It's not a big enough pain. And again, I've heard people go, well, yeah, like I'm struggling to pay my rent, or I can only afford my expenses right now and I can't book all these trips and you know, buy myself a nice pair of activewear, whatever it may be. There's not a big enough pain. There is not a big enough void, because we find the comfortability in what we're doing. There is not a big enough pain. One of my other mastermind clients, she said to me a couple of weeks ago, when we first connected, I was not in enough pain, until it took her a lot of deep self-reflection to realize how much pain, I don't quite literally mean physical pain, but like in her heart space, in her nervous system, in the way she was leading her life, she was in so much pain from doing the same thing and getting the same result. She realized she was void of XYZ and what she comes into the mastermind to work on. And so if you look at your life now and everything that drives you, all your actions, all your behaviors, all your responses, yes, they are a complete reflection of your nervous system, but they are also reflecting what you are void of, which means you value those things because you're going to do whatever it takes to get those things. So if you right now are wanting to attract a relationship, you need to look at when you're going on dates or when you're going on these dating apps or however you're meeting people and dating people, ask yourself, what is it that you're actually getting from that? What's the value in that for you? Is that actually to seek a long-term partner, or are you actually void of the validation? Are you actually void of attention? Are you actually void of the masculine energy or the feminine energy, whoever you're dating? And this is why it will never, ever flow into the way that you think. People think they want love. People think they want money. People think they want that promotion, or they want the 20 more clients in their business. But your behavior, I stand by this. I can have a conversation with you, and within 15 minutes, I can figure out what your values are. And it's not about tricking you or anything like that. I can just understand what drives you and what are the things that you're actually working towards subconsciously. And this is why for so many of you, you may feel like you're working towards getting that promotion or working super hard on your business to hit the next income, or you're working so hard to attract your soulmate relationship, or you're working so hard to save for that trip or the house. And it's just not happening. And you look and go, well, I'm doing this and I'm doing that. And why do I keep self-sabotaging? Yes, we know we've gone through this, and I can do a refresher episode on self-sabotaging. Let me know in the comments, or let me know in my DMs if you would like to see a refresher on self-sabotaging. But it's also because that is not what you value. That is not what you are currently void of. And it took me a long time to come to terms. When I learned this, I was like, this is groundbreaking. But it still took me a bit to come to terms with what my values actually were. You know, if you have a partner who is always at work and they're saying they're doing it for the family, the money on the side, that's not their value. That's not their value whatsoever. Maybe it's the financial game. Maybe it's the praise and the recognition that they're getting from work that they don't get in their family house. Every single behavior and response and reaction that you have and the people have around you is because of what they value, which AKA is what they avoid of. This can evolve, this can change, but you need to, number one, like I said, have this deep self-trust. And this is part of Woman Mastery Mastermind. The aim of the game is to build your self-trust as a woman. If you don't trust yourself, you will never ever back yourself. And if you don't back yourself, then what do you have? What do you have if you can't even back yourself? And this is why this is one of the main concepts inside of Woman Mastery. And in fact, in all of the ways I work with my clients, my private clients, my Reclaim mentorship, just 6 or 12 months, Match for Money, my 4-week group live coaching, my business strategy, Voxer Mastermind, I say this with so much love, but if you aren't where you are, if you keep spinning your cycles and you keep doing the same thing and you're listening to the podcast, you're watching the YouTubes, maybe you every so often invest in, you know, a $55 mindset masterclass every other month. You're trying to do your hot girl walks, you're trying to meditate, and it's like things aren't moving, things aren't progressing. You don't know your values. You don't know how to work through your values. You don't know how to understand what you are void of in life. And then with my three pillars, this is what I do with all my clients. It's like, okay, let's work through them. Phase one, subconscious reprogramming. Phase two, identity embodiment, shifting, self-concept. Stage three, the nervous system regulating, but regulating to a brand new capacity, the emotional management side of things, bringing them together to creating this powerful woman who leads her life. And so today, your job is, after this podcast episode, wherever you are, put a note. If you are listening to this at work and you can't do it right now, put a note in your Google Calendar, write it down in your reminders. But today or this week, go through what your values are and get deeper than, I value family and I value money. Get deeper. What is it about money you value? Do you value the financial status? Do you value wealth? Because wealth and money are two different things. Do you value investments? Do you value spending money for fun and opportunities? Okay, you value family and relationships, but what about that? The connection, the validation? What? Get really, really specific on who you are. And a lot of people listening to this probably won't do this, because we get really afraid to actually understand who we are at the core. And that's where the magic happens, is when you get to the core. Like, imagine like an apple core. It's essentially like you're biting away all the pieces and then you get to the core of the apple. And that's you. And we get to rebuild. We get to start again. And this is what we work on in the mastermind. But I hope this has given you a little bit of an insight into maybe why the way you are, or maybe why things aren't shifting. And I'm not saying, like, you're a high achieving woman. You're watching or listening to this for a reason, right? You're successful already. You're ambitious as fuck. You're my type of woman. You're doing things. You're going places in your career, or if you own a business, single mom, taken mom, single girly, dating around, like whoever you are, you are ready to take control of your life. And I see you. I hear you. I trust me. I was there for years where I was so, so ambitious, but that ambition, it was like I threw it in like a ball. Let's say it was like thrown into a ball and I just kicked the ball down the road and it was just going around in circles. That was a terrible freaking metaphor, but you get what I mean. It's like, it's just going, it's just bouncing down the road, no aim, just going wherever. And then maybe we go up a little bit. It's like, oh, and then down back again. That's kind of where you're at, right? And I understand and I get that. I was there for so, so long. And so start here. If you have no idea where to start, if you've listened to a million resources, saved a million resources, this is where I want you to start. Any questions about what I've said, let me know in the comments below. Slide into my DMs if you're listening and not watching. And like I said, we work on this extensively inside of the mastermind, which is open for applications. It is an application process. It may be going to a waitlist soon. So I would definitely go and apply before that waitlist comes out. And there's a longer wait, but it's just so fun. I love being around these women. Like, I ended call nearly in tears from happiness, like pure joy. And I'm like, I love you guys so much because the support that they have with each other and my ability as a coach and mentor to lead them to, here's your light, shine it on you now. Now what? Now what are you making of yourself? So I'm going to leave you with that. I hope that has really helped. And I do need to shout out to my private clients as well, because they have been with me, my private clients, for a long, that's a long-term thing. I only have a couple of spaces per year, like quite literally two spaces per year. So if you are more of a one-on-one type vibe, type woman, and it is a bigger investment than Woo Mastery Mastermind, but you want that one-on-one support, come into my DMs. Let's have a chat first. I always like to just chat to see if one-on-one's the reason I only do a couple a year. It's because it's such a unique space to be in mentorship with me. And yeah, just a shout out to my one-on-one clients. I love them so much. I love all of my clients. And my one-on-ones have been with me for a while now. One of them has been with me for 4 years, and it's, oh my God, what she's built is just freaking incredible. But I'm getting all sentimental. I'm like getting into my fan, but I need to go into my masculine energy because I have shit to do, shit to get done this afternoon. But I hope that you've enjoyed this. I hope that you've taken so much away. I appreciate you supporting the podcast. Share the love, share on your stories, tag me, come have a chat. Any questions, let me know. And I will speak to you. I was just trying to think, what's next? Is it another solo or a guest? I don't even know. I'm gonna sit on it, maybe another guest, but I will speak to you in the next episode. Bye. Sorry that you're